Coach's Insight program's continuing as we get set for the start of a new basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Tamman, joined by McLeod Girls basketball coach, that is Victoria Johnson. It is brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and Justin Mann's family. Well, Coach, I'll start here. You've been on the staff for a couple of years. Now you step in and take over as the head coach of the varsity squad. What's it feel like for you to get this opportunity?
It feels great for me because I am also the middle school coach here. And this is my third year as the head middle school coach. So I'm very excited to start building this program. So now I literally get to build it as my own from middle school to high school. So I'm very excited for this opportunity.
How are you feeling about the team heading into this year? You know, last year, certainly some struggles with a 4-17 record, but you do bring back some good pieces. You know, just what's the feeling like around this team as you get set to start this season?
You know, we have a pretty small team this year with only 7 girls and really only 1 returning starter. But we have girls that are ready to put in some work and try to get better. And, I mean, it's a very young team, too. We only have 1 senior this year. And so we're looking to get through and continue to build our skills this year and look forward to the next couple years and just continue to build the program. So we're going to start our foundation this year and do what we can.
Well, you do got a good piece back and a returning starter in Callie McCauley. Mm-hmm. What do you see from her and kind of the expectations as she enters this season?
She will definitely be the leader on the court. She will be the one that we turn to and go to for scoring opportunities. And I look forward to watching her grow this season and really show her leadership out there just by, you know, producing points for us, getting our rebounds, the steals, and she'll be our number one to go to.
You also got Lily Mahon back, also Donna Shoup, another couple names to look out for this year. What about those two? What do you see there?
Lily has made tremendous progress over the couple years. She's definitely coming in as a very strong guard, shooting guard and point guard, so she will get our offense going and she'll produce a lot of assists for us. Donna's coming in as a freshman. She's been under me in my program the past couple of years, so she knows how we run things, and she'll definitely give us some stuff in the post area.
Well, I want to stick there for a second. You know, you talk about the middle school level and then jumping it to the varsity level as a freshman. What is maybe the biggest difference? Is it the speed? Is it the size, athleticism? How challenging is it for someone to go from 8th grade to 9th grade, particularly straight into the varsity ranks?
The strength is definitely a struggle. I mean, you've got girls that have been playing the high school level now for 3 years, possibly, and they've built their own strength. So it's definitely going to be tough for her to come in going against those bigger girls who are going to be stronger than her, but she worked this summer at getting stronger as well, so hopefully that'll pay off for her.
You guys get the season going on Friday against Horton at home. What can you tell us about Horton? What's the preparation look like, and just what's kind of the expectations for the game or the first game of the season?
You know, honestly, across the league, there's quite a few new coaches stepping in, so We're looking to, honestly, it'll be a challenge for sure. Just coming in with the small team, and we're just going to look to run our offense the best we can, try to get some scores, but we're going to really focus on the defensive end and just try to get them stopped, and hopefully that'll help us.
There it is. Victoria Johnson, the first-year head coach for the McLeod Bulldogs, as they get set for the season opener on Friday at home against the Horton Chargers. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much.